It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host Jennifer Chandler brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
It's barbecue time! The streets of downtown Memphis are filled with the delicious aroma of smoky barbecue, wafting up from the Memphis in May World Championship Barbecue Contest. For an insider look at the judging process, I called Michelle O'Gwen, Chair of Barbecue Judging for Memphis in May. First and foremost, when does the judging training process begin?
Judges are trained and certified through the Memphis in May training program that happens every November.
Who can apply?
Anybody can apply if they just like to eat some good barbecue. There are two types of judging at Memphis in May Barbecue. There's on-site and there's blind judging. During on-site judging, the judges will actually go to each team that they're assigned to go to and listen to their presentation and sample their meat there. In the blind area, the judges are seated at a table and they don't know what teams that they're judging.
And what are the judges looking for?
The three criteria that are factored into both on-site and blind judging are appearance of entry, tenderness of entry, and flavor of entry. The two extra criteria for on-site judging are area and personal appearance and presentation.
How many judges does it take to judge a World Championship Barbecue Contest?
On average, we have approximately 285 judges per year judging the total 245 teams in the park. Judges that get to judge both on-site and blind in a day, which happens often, will get to judge up to almost 9 different teams in a day.
Judging signups begin in August. I may just have to visit Memphis in May's website to sign up for next year. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. May the best barbecue team win.
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.